We are 18 lines down from the top on Yudalet Amud Aleph. We're up to the last item that the Mishnah mentions a Jew is not allowed to sell to an idolater, and that's Tarnagol Lavan, a white rooster. Now, Rabbi Yonah is going to come along and ask a question which the Mishnah doesn't directly deal with, which is, what if the idolater comes up to you and asks for a Tarnagol? Doesn't say Tarnagol Lavan. Can you sell a Tarnagol Lavan to an idolater who just asks for a Tarnagol? Amar Rav Yonah, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Zvid, V'yikad Demasni, Amar Rav Yonah, Amar Rav Zera. Tarnagol Lami. Again, if the idolater just simply asks for a Tarnagol, says Rav Yonah, Mutter Limkor Lo Tarnagol Lavan, then you are allowed to sell him a white rooster. I guess there is no concern for idolatry since he only asked in general for a Tarnagol. Tarnagol Lavan Lami, but if he says, I want a white rooster, Asher Limkor Lo Tarnagol Lavan, then it's prohibited to sell him the white one. Now the Gemara, based on this statement from Rabbi Yonah, the Gemara is going to analyze the statement from our Mishnah to see if it fits. Because again, Rabbi Yonah is an Amora, see if it fits into any of the Tanaim listed in our Mishnah. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mocher hu lo tarnagol lavan bein ha-tarnagolim. The Mishnah states, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sell the idolater a white tarnagol if it is sold amongst others. So now the question that the Gemara wants to know is, what question did the idolater, or how did the idolater ask for this tarnagol? Hechidami. If he said to the Jewish shopkeeper, I would like to purchase a white tarnagol, and then you were going to give him among the white roosters, you're going to give him other ones as well, red ones or brown ones. Afila bein tarnagolim namilo. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you wouldn't be allowed to give him any of the a white tarnagol in that situation because he specifically asked for it. When you specifically ask for a white one, we know that you're asking for idolatrous purposes. So it must be then el alav de ka'amar tarnagol lami. It must be that he was asking in general just for a tarnagol without mentioning the color. Vafilu hachi. And in that situation, the Rebbe Yehuda, Bein HaTarnagolim in Bifnei Atzmo Lo, according to that, if that's the case, Rebbe Yehuda would only permit selling him the white Tarnagol among other colored roosters. Ulatana Kama, Afilo Bein HaTarnagolim Namilo. And according to the first opinion, even on its own, or even among others, you wouldn't be allowed to sell the Tarnagol. So both these opinions in our Mishnah, both the Tanoim, don't fit in with, or at least at this point, with the Amora, with Rabbi Yonah's approach, because Rabbi Yonah said, if an idolater walks up to a Jewish shopkeeper and says, I would like to purchase a Tarnagol, you're allowed to sell him a white one, according to the way we're understanding in the Mishnah right now. Whether it's Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Rabbanan Shita, you can't sell him a white Tarnagol if he just asks in general for a Tarnagol. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hacha b'mayas kinan, kigon de amar zevezeh. Says Rav Nachman, you're making a mistake. There is no dispute over here. Rav Yonah's correct. If you say Tarnagol in general, then you are allowed to, if the idolater asks for a Tarnagol, you are allowed to sell him a Tarnagol Lavan. So what's happening in our Mishnah? Why in our Mishnah is the implication that it would be prohibited? It's because we're talking about a case where he said zevezeh. As Rashi explains, that we're talking about a case where the idolater specifically said, I would like to purchase a Tarnagol Lavan and a Tarnagol Shachor and a Tarnagol Adom. I'd like to have different colored Tarnagolin for purchase. But he mentioned specifically a Tarnagol Lavan. When you mention all those explicitly, says Rabbi Yehuda, then you can sell him the white Tarnagol among the other colored Tarnagolim. But according to the Rabbanan, you cannot sell him any. However, they all would agree with Rav Yonah's approach, which is that if he just simply says, I would like to purchase a Tarnagol, you can even sell him a Tarnagol Lavan alone. Tanya na mihacha, we have a braisa to support this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai, Bisman sha'amar Tarnagol ze Lavan, aval im amar ze vize mutter, fafilu amar Tarnagol ze. Ovid kochavim sha'asa mishta livno, o shahayelo cholabsoch beso mutter. So we have a brisa to support the statement, because Rabbi Yehuda then says, when do I say you can only sell a tarnagol bein a tarnagolim? It's when he says tarnagol zelavan and then other tarnagolim as well as part of his request. But if he says, right, if he says zevzeh as part of his request, then it's permissible. But if he specifically says tarnagol zelavan, then you cannot sell him the item. But tarnagol plain, tarnagol stam, would be fine. And furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda continues, and this is what the Gemara is going to focus on for a moment. Even if you say tarnagol ze, this specific type, ovid kochavim she'asa mishta levno, if the idolater is making a party for his son, or there's someone in his home who is ill and needs this tarnagol, it would be permissible to sell it to them. Even though they say tarnagol ze, I want this white tarnagol, this white rooster. If you know that the idolater is making a party, or there's someone in his home who's ill, we can sell it to him, because the assumption is that it's going to be used for food, for eating, not for worship. Well, the Gemara challenges that for a second. Maybe the case where this person is ill in the house, that's okay. But what about the earlier case? V'hatanan, Ovid kochavim she'asa mishta livno, eino usur, ela oso hayom, v'oso ha'ish bilvad. If an idolater is making a party for his son, it's prohibited to do business with him on that day and for that person. In other words, oso hayom, v'oso ish mi usur, you're still prohibited to do business with that person. So be specific. Why? Because if he's making a mishta livno, if he's making a party for his son, he's making a wedding. And if you're making a wedding, then clearly the wedding is going to be used for, not just for eating, but for worship purposes, for sacrificial purposes. And therefore you can't sell an idolater a white tarnagol if he specifically asks for it, if he's making a party, a wedding for his son. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Mesharshe b'tavzig. Well, you're making a mistake. When we said before, when Rabbi Huda was talking about selling the white tarnagol to an idolater who's making a mishnah for his son, he doesn't mean a mishnah as a wedding, he means a mishnah as a tavzig, as a social event. And that's why it was permissible. Okay, so up till now, we have defended Rabbi Yonah's ruling, which is that if a person just says tarnagol, an idolater says, I want to purchase a tarnagol, you can sell him even a tarnagol lavan. Now we're going to challenge Rabbi Yonah's approach again. Tanan, ushar kol advarim staman mutter upirushan usur. We're going to use our Mishnah to challenge Rabbi Yonah, the last part of the Mishnah. It says, with regards to any other items, not the five listed in the Mishnah, if he just asks for them stam, it's permissible to sell it to them, no matter what it is, upirushan. But if he specifically says, I want it for idolatrous purposes, then it would be prohibited. So I already kind of led you into this. My stam and my perushan. What is it? How do you define stam and perushan and explicit? Ile mastama deka amri chiti chivrita perushan deka amri lavoros kachavim. If you're going to tell me, like I just told you a minute ago, that stam means he just says I want white wheat, for example, but perushan means I want it white wheat for idolatry, and that would be prohibited. He says, well, that doesn't make sense. Lo staman tzrichel meimer dimizabninan, v'lo perushan tzrichel meimer delo mizabninan. Well, if you just say stam, do you need to tell me that it's permissible to sell? Of course, it's obvious that you're allowed to sell them those items, because those aren't one of the five. So it's clear. You don't need to mention it even at the end of the Mishnah. And if it's explicit, do you need to tell me that you can't sell it? Obviously, you can't sell it, because you can't sell the first five, because it's explicit. It's not limited to those five things. It's limited to the language. Rather, says the Gemara, Elastaman tik amar chite, perushan tik amar chivrita. Stam means you just say wheat, perush means white. Michlal, the implication is, de tarnagol afilu staman nami lo amri. Well, that means that even stam, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. Why? Because all you're saying now is white wheat. So if without any mention of idolatry. So if you just mention tarnagol without mention of idolatry, you wouldn't be allowed to sell, which is a question on Rav Yonah's approach. So how are you going to understand the Mishnah to make it fit with Rav Yonah's approach? Says the Gemara la'olam, staman deka amri chiti chivrata perushan deka amri levarus kachavim. Really, we're going to go back to our original statement, assumption, that stam means white wheat, perushan means specific for idolatry. And the question that you had before was, well, what do you mean? It's obvious, you don't need to mention it. Says the Gemara, actually, you may need, you would think by Perush, you might, it's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? What would you not know? Salkadei, necessarily. Salkadei dechamina, I might have thought to say, Hai gavra lav lavarus kechavim kaboi, elameva kud avik bavarus kechavim. Perhaps when a person says, I would like to purchase this white wheat for idolatry, maybe he doesn't really mean he wants it for idolatrous purposes. But the reason why he's asking it is because he's so devoted to idolatry, and he thinks that others are also so committed to idolatry. So if I tell people I'm buying it for idolatry, he's going to get a discount. Not that he's going to use it for idolatry, but he's going to get a discount. He wants to save a couple dollars. V'savar, ki hechi dehu gavra avik bay, kuli alma nami aviku. Ema hachi. So therefore he says, just like I'm connected to it, everyone else is going to do it, ki hechi delisvili, so that I'll get a good discount on it. And therefore, when he says, I want white wheat for idolatry, you would think that you would still be allowed to sell it to him because he's not really serious, he's just looking for the discount. Kamash Malan, and therefore to teach us otherwise, once it's perush, once it's explicit, it is prohibited. So, again, just to recap, when a person just says, when an idolater walks up and says tarnagol, without being explicit that it's for idolatrous purposes, that's fine. And if it just says tarnagol and not tarnagol lavan, that is also fine as well.